Unit 12. Grief of the Gypsies. If someone were to ask you to describe the meaning of the word gypsy, how would you do it? To most people, the first thing that would come to mind is the images of wandering fortune tellers, pickpockets, musicians, and performers. You might consider how, in folk tradition, gypsies have long been associated with trickery, dishonest business practices, the abduction or kidnapping of infants, and theft. These descriptions are mostly stereotypes, rooted from the images made popular in folklore about the unique people. In fact, the term gypsy itself is an inaccurate name for the people, though it is sometimes used to represent the Romani people. The term gypsy comes from the mistaken belief that the Romani people originated as a group long ago from ancient Egypt. Though mysterious and often secretive, there is some common knowledge about the Romani people and their particular ways. It is estimated that around the world you can find as many as 15 million individuals of Romani heritage living mostly in the Balkan Peninsula of southeastern Europe. A significant number of Romani people also live in the Americas, Western Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. The Romani people themselves typically recognize 5 main groups based on territorial differences and their occupations. The Kaldarak, being the most numerous, hail from the Balkans and traditionally work as coppersmiths. The Gitanos live mostly in the Iberian Peninsula and often work in entertainment. The Sinti are found primarily in northern France and Germany and are known for producing a number of musicians. The Romanichal work in agriculture in Britain and North America, and the Erlides, who are known for their great skills in belly dancing, live in Greece and Turkey. Besides these main groups, there are several others more difficult to characterize, such as the Kale, the Finnish Romani population. Historically, the Romani people have had to endure years of prejudice and intolerance from the majority of the population in the lands where they lived. This type of racism is called anti-Ziganism. For example, during World War II, the persecution of the Romani people reached an all-time high. Under the Nazi occupation of Europe, hundreds of thousands of Romani people were imprisoned in concentration camps to be used as slave labor or systematically murdered. Although life for the Romani people in Europe have slowly returned to normal since the defeat of the Nazis, some prejudices still exist against the Romani people. This discrimination is still evident in the school system. In some parts of Central and Eastern Europe, Romani children are segregated into separate schools from the dominating ethnic group. In addition, when compared to the majority of schools, these children attend schools with inferior education and buildings of poor conditions. Furthermore, Romani people also face intense police scrutiny because of the stereotypes that exist about gypsies. In fact, Romani people in Eastern Europe statistically have a higher arrest rate than non-Romani for crimes such as burglary and petty theft.